Brethren at the Merced Camp Meeting, St. Helena, California, May 29, 1907. To my ministering brethren at the Merced Camp Meeting. Dear brethren, I feel a deep interest in the meetings now being held in Merced, and am anxious for their success. Let all who minister in word and doctrine closely examine their own heart before God. Expel every sentiment that would draw attention to self. Encourage all to carry their burdens, not to man, but to the unerring counselor. He will give light to those who earnestly seek him. Let our ministers who are associated in an effort for souls meet together early in the morning or at some convenient hour and unite in earnestly seeking the Lord. There is a deeper knowledge to be obtained in experimental godliness. To every man is committed individual gifts, termed talents. Some regard these talents as being limited to certain men who possess superior mental endowments and genius. But God has not restricted the bestowal of his talents to a favored few. To everyone is committed some special endowment for which he will be held responsible by the Lord. Time, reason, means, strength, mental powers, tenderness of heart, all are gifts from God, entrusted to be used in the great work of blessing humanity. Some apparently have but few talents, but by diligent trading on their Lord's goods, their endowments will be greatly increased. Those who criticize and discourage any of the Lord's workers need an individual conversion, for they are doing the work of the great enemy of souls. Never speak a discouraging word to one who feels but little confidence in his own capabilities. The Lord is watching over every such soul, and if he will put his trust in the one who understands him, the Lord will increase his influence. And unless those who are supposed to have in their possession large gifts maintain unwearied diligence, they will, because of self-confidence and self-righteousness, become careless and move unguardedly. Forgetting their need of continuing instant in prayer, they will lightly regard their moral responsibilities. Those who do not continually sanctify their souls through the grace that Christ is ever ready to supply will be on losing ground. We cannot afford to use in a selfish manner the talents entrusted to us. Some are praised by their associates until they become careless in their use of the Lord's goods. They employ their powers to favor themselves. The Lord is watching everyone to see whether he will use his talents wisely and unselfishly, or whether he will seek his own advancement. The talents are distributed to every man according to his several ability, that he may add to them by wise investment. Each one must give an account to the master for his own actions. The Lord will not require from those who are poor that which they have not to give. He will not require from the sick the active energies which bodily weakness forbids. No one need mourn because he cannot glorify God with talents that were never entrusted to him. But if you have only one talent, use it well, and it will accumulate. If the talents are not buried, they will gain yet other talents. The goods we receive are not our own. The entrusted capital is to be used, and when the returns are made, they are still the Lord's property. We have no right to hoard these talents. When the Lord Jesus returns, he expects to receive his own with usury. When, as church members, we all realize that everything we have is a loan from our Master, many more souls will, because of a wise use of our talents, be brought to a knowledge of the truth. Every church should work earnestly to win souls to Christ. To be a light in the world should be the aim of every family. Let everyone glorify God for the marvelous love of God revealed in his saving grace. Let gratitude be manifested in liberal offerings and in an interest manifested to bring others to a saving knowledge of the truth. Workers together with God will be drawn out in much earnest prayer, in the humbling of self, and in deep humility of soul, seeking for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The time has come when we must seek for the power of the Holy Spirit, a power that shall give force to the warnings that are to be given to the world. Souls are thirsting for the living waters of life, and to us the Lord has entrusted the sacred work of opening to them the Scriptures in clear, distinct, positive testimony. The words we speak are to be an evidence that the Holy Spirit is speaking through us as his messengers. God will speak to our souls as we labor for him. then let our light shine forth in clear, distinct rays. Angels of God are round about His humble, consecrated workmen. The Lord is waiting for an expression of our gratitude. To every believer, He has entrusted a message of light and hope. Then why should not our souls be full of gratitude and praise to God? Whoso offereth praise glorified God. See Psalm 50, verse 23. Gratitude is a result of the transforming grace of Christ upon the heart. My brethren, you are assembled in an important meeting. In all your discourses, present the Lord Jesus as the Anointed One. Teach the truth as it is found in the Word. Pray as humble suppliants for the Savior to soften and subdue hearts, that they may, by faith, lay hold upon Christ. By next mail, I will send you copy of some things I have recently written to our brethren in Battle Creek.